The Pioneer Panthers flag football team has battled through a season-ending injury to their captain to avenge their heartbreaking loss from a year ago, booking a trip to the New York State semifinal. Plus, NHL draft prospects are in Buffalo for the scouting combine this week. I'm Jack Kruiser. This is The Scoreboard for Wednesday, June 4th. The Pioneer Panthers girls flag football team is headed to the New York State Public High School Athletic Association semifinal this weekend, competing for the Class C state championship. It's a family affair for head coach Chris Edwards and the Pioneer Panthers, with Chris's wife, Addie, on staff as an assistant coach, and their daughters, Shay, Ellie, and Avery, all on the roster. The eldest Edwards daughter, Shay, suffered a season-ending knee injury on May 6th during the first half of Pioneer's 44-0 win over Health Sciences.
That was a huge loss for our team, just from a standpoint that she has been a three-year, two-way starter for us. She's been their leader in all the sports. You know, she's the captain of the soccer team. She's the captain of the basketball team.
Watching Shay, who is committed to Gannon University to play Division II soccer in the fall, tear her ACL during her senior spring rocked her teammates and her father, Chris, even more so.
You know, seeing your kid go down and then you lose your leader, it's tough. I mean, it was hard just from an emotional standpoint, trying to separate dad and coach. It was very difficult for a few days.
The injury to their captain came at the worst time of the regular season for the Panthers, with then unbeaten DePew next up on the schedule just 48 hours later.
It had almost a hangover effect, to be honest. We lost our first ever regular season game in 3 years, 2 days later after she was out. You know, we hadn't given up a point all year when we had her, and we've definitely had to make some changes to the way we do things without her.
In an effort to help the team move past her own injury, the senior took on a pseudo-coaching position, helping to train sophomore Brooke Schmidt as her replacement at wide receiver. Shay Edwards has provided the Panthers with an emotional spark even when she wasn't available for the Far West Regionals last weekend, a day after her surgery.
She's been kind of a mentor, helping Brooke out in that position. That has been very cool to see. She had her surgery on Friday, so she wasn't with us on Saturday, but the team, as soon as we were done, they all FaceTimed her, which was super sweet of them.
Shay's younger sister, Ellie, took the reins as Pioneer's quarterback this season. Over the course of her sophomore campaign, Ellie has blossomed into one of the best offensive players in Western New York, leading Section 6 with 50 total touchdowns on the season and racking up nearly 2,500 total yards of offense.
Ellie works really hard. She's a competitor. She wants to be good. She puts in a lot of time outside of practice, you know, studying film, working on her mechanics, things of that nature. The other part, probably the biggest part, is we got a great team around her. We have kids at every position who can make things happen. Coming into the year, I told her the biggest thing is, Ellie, you just need to play your role, you know, do your part, get the ball to the kids that need the ball in their hand. And we have a bunch of those kids who have stepped up and been great.
One of those talented players that Ellie has been aided by is Jaden Lederman. The junior two-way starter has been turning heads all season long for Pioneer. As a running back alone, Lederman would be in the conversation for State Player of the Year with 22 total touchdowns on offense. Add in her defensive prowess, leading the Panthers in both sacks and interceptions, and Lederman is ahead of her class, and a clear reason why Pioneer is headed to the state semifinal.
Jake can do it all, man. She's just a natural. She can take an adjustment on the fly. She can anticipate, and she's got instincts, and she can jump a route. You know, those are the things that I think separate her from kids who are really good athletes, because there are a ton all around Western New York and New York that are great female athletes. They're awesome. But Jay just has those football instincts, which are not common.
Last year in the inaugural state tournament, the lone Section 6 team to punch their ticket to the Final Four was the Clarence Red Devils, who fell in the state semifinal in the then-named Division 1 bracket. In Division 2, Pioneer lost in the Far West Regional to Section 5's Bishop Kearney, 26-25, losing on a buzzer-beating score after leading all game. Bishop Kearney went on to win the Division 2 state championship.
Honestly, I didn't handle it really well. I was really upset with myself. I made a lot of bad decisions at the end of that Kearney game that didn't put our team in the best situation. I just kind of like vowed to the girls this year that, you know, we get in these situations, we need to go for it. We gotta play to win, not play not to lose.
As the only Section 6 winner at the 2025 Far West Regionals, the Panthers are one win away from making history and two victories away from cementing themselves as Western New York's first state champion. Standing in Pioneer's way of the championship game is Section 8's Plain Edge.
It's kind of been the theory all year. Whatever game is next is the biggest game. People said to us after we lost to Depew and then we were going to play them in the section finals, a lot of people were like, oh, it's a revenge game. No, it's just the next game, and that's the game that's most important. We're only focused on getting better today, and you know, that hopefully carries us through Saturday, and then we'll do the best we can and we'll see what we have from there.
The girls flag football state semifinals for Class C are held at Homer High School on Saturday, with Pioneer and Plain Edge kicking off at 11:30 a.m. The winner advances to the state championship game to be played Sunday afternoon at Cortland High School. 90 top prospects for the upcoming National Hockey League draft, along with executives from all 32 teams, have been enjoying the kind Buffalo June weather in town this week for the NHL's Scouting Combine. Lecom Harbor Center and KeyBank Center host the annual pre-draft event for the 11th consecutive year, where players undergo a series of off-ice tests to display their athletic ability with the hopes to improve their draft stock. Along with tests, prospects meet with teams' management staffs for interviews throughout the week. This year, the National Hockey League entry draft is permanently changing its setup for the first time since the draft became a public affair in 1980. Later this month, while prospects gather in Los Angeles to wait and hear their names called, teams will be conducting business remotely at their own individual facilities. During the COVID pandemic, the 2020 and 2021 drafts were decentralized as well, which perhaps pushed owners to approve this change back in 2023. Last week, the Buffalo Sabres announced that they will conduct their draft day business from One Bills Drive in Orchard Park using the Buffalo Bills' state-of-the-art facility. Maybe for the Sabres, who have drafted relatively well in recent years, the good fortune of the football team can rub off ahead of next season, as Buffalo looks to snap a 14-year playoff drought. The Sabres currently hold the 9th overall selection, along with 9 picks on day 2. The NHL entry draft will begin on Friday, June 27th, with the first round before the 2nd through 7th rounds take place on Saturday, June 28th. This has been The Scoreboard, presented by Zenner & Ritter Heating and Cooling for Wednesday, June 4th. I'm Jack Cruiser for Buffalo-Toronto Public Media Sports.